This is Beth.
And Jennifer.
And we're back.
Yay.
And today, you know what we're going to do?
We are going to be toy reviewers.
Toy reviewers, yeah. And it's coming up to holiday season, and I think probably the most emails that I get from parents ask about, what should I buy for my kid?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I wonder it every year. Right now, I'm going through it. On the way home today, I'm going to go by and look at a few things that the kids have been wanting.
Mm-hmm. And so to get ready for this show, we've been, well, reviewing a bunch of toys.
Yes.
And
the good, the bad, and the really, really weird.
Really, really weird. Can we start with the really, really weird?
Yes. Why
okay.
not?
So it's called Pump-a-loons.
It's basically 3 foot tall balloon people. What was it? It was Spot-a-loon
and
Stripe-a-loon.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the whole point is that your children are supposed to pump them up with a air pumping device.
Yes.
And once they get 3 feet tall, whoever does it first wins.
But the funniest thing, or the strangest thing, is that the pump can be, you can use your hands, you can sit on
yes.
it, you can stand on it.
Yes. It's great to keep the kids active and all that kind of stuff, but I'm afraid that it would last like 24 hours in my house. They would poke it with something or somehow mutilate it, and then it would be shredded with holes in it.
And so we're not really sure that pump-a-loons are something that we would recommend.
I wonder if it comes with a patching kit to patch the balloon.
I bet that would be the auxiliary thing. That's the extra patch that you could buy.
That's $7.99.
But in all honesty, I think pump-a-loons are advertised for children who are in like elementary school.
Yes.
Early elementary school age. And from our research, you may not even be able to buy it in the United States. You might have to buy it online.
Yes.
But if you have children who are very antsy and you want them to have an antsy game where it's sort of a focused action and,
yeah.
you know, and it's not...
Rainy day game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pump-a-loons. Pump-a-loons.
Thank you to the United Kingdom for bringing us that toy this year.
Yes, yes. But you know what I also found is that when thinking about little boys this year, any of those Lego kits.
Oh, yes. They love the Lego kits. And they've got some really cool ones out with the Harry Potter now.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just getting a box of Legos, you get one that kind of focuses your building now. And there's all kinds of things, cars and airplanes.
In fact, the biggest one, yeah, is the city airport.
Yeah.
This year. City airport and Harry Potter.
Yes.
And
Harry Potter ones are very cool.
I think a lot of parents don't realize how old boys will be to play with Legos. Like, you know, a lot of times older kids like to build things.
Like my husband.
And, oh, yeah. Or,
likes,
you know.
Legos.
Well, here's a funny story about Legos. My sister, when, you know, she was raising a boy, and
yes.
he couldn't have been more than, I don't know, 3 years old, and so she was playing Legos with him.
It's
and my,
3 o'clock.
My sister would build these huge, like, structures.
Oh, wow.
Wait. And then she would put them away and, like, store the whole structure.
Ow.
And so my nephew would have no Legos to play with because mommy took them off
Aww.
Of her, like, castle.
That's my patience.
Yeah. I go to my sister's house and I look over the refrigerator, this gigantic, like, castle thing. And I think that, you know, my nephew has built it. She's like, no, I did it.
No.
Like, really? Really? You're going to take your son's Legos and...
Well, there are even robotic Lego clubs and stuff nowadays that you can go to, and they build things and then they add the robotics to it so they will move and things like that. They actually have, like, contests and races and things with their robotic Legos.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I do know that in Florida they just opened Legoland.
Yes, they did. And there was a big Lego man found on Clearwater Beach. Like a week ago.
Oh, that's funny.
It was weird.
That is funny. Just random?
Just random.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so Legos are probably a really good idea for boys ages, what would you say?
Well, you know, if they're too, well, you know, they've got the Duplos, which are the big
right.
ones, so that's for the little boys. I would say that, you know, I mean, my son's six, and he's liked them for a year or two. But then we were in a Lego club, that's why I mentioned that. I mean, there were boys up in the teens
right,
that were still creating stuff out of them. Of course, they get more elaborate and
yeah.
sinister.
They do. I know. I've seen some.
Get...
I've seen some. They have, like, Star Wars themed
yes.
ones. And
yeah.
Yeah. And
very, very cool.
So for parents to know that there really are a lot of middle school boys mm-hmm. who are very serious about their Legos, and because it's about building and it's about architecture
yeah.
and,
yeah.
you know, so if you're looking for something that's different than a video game that, you know, really does help them to think.
I was just looking through Scholastic Book Clubs the other day, and
oh,
they
yeah.
had, just as a supplement, if you're buying Legos, they had a Lego book
oh.
that was like 200-some pages, and it told you
wow.
all these different things that you could make with Legos. I mean, took off the charts stuff that you can make with the Legos. I thought that was pretty cool, too.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and along those lines, I know my nephew, who is in middle school, loves Erector sets.
Yeah.
Just that's all he wants are Erector sets, and he sits
yeah.
and he builds these gigantic
oh,
like
cool.
robot arms and towns with, you know.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It is. It
oh,
really,
I
really
love
is.
That. Love that.
And parents, if you don't know what an Erector set is, it's like steel beams and rods
yeah.
and circles.
It's like Tinker
and,
Toys on steroids.
Oh, just like it.
Mm-hmm.
With, and a lot of them have like motorized, you were talking about the
yeah.
robotics,
mm-hmm.
it has like small, simple motors
yeah.
to make
yeah.
different parts move. And but the way that the boys fasten, or girls, fasten the pieces together is like with an actual, like a wrench and,
right.
and nuts
right.
and bolts and things. So it really is closer
to fabulous.
Architecture.
Yeah.
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 And then you were telling me about those nanobots or nano...
Oh, the hexbugs.
Hexbugs.
Hexbug nanos. And oh, those are great. They're little and they have ants, bugs, caterpillars. Although the caterpillar doesn't look like a caterpillar. Or it's an inchworm. One or the other. And yeah, but they're little robotic little bugs. And apparently when they get near something, they can sense that they're going to run into something. So they change direction. And they're only like... Well, it depends on where you get them. But they're somewhere between $6 and $10 for one of them.
Wow.
Then for like, you know, $12, $15, you can get like a little obstacle course type thing.
That's
and then, of course,
idea.
They go up from there, you know,
right.
it's more elaborate they get. But then they can go through the little obstacle courses and they're supposedly change direction. And
what makes them run?
A little battery. You're asking me?
I should call my nephew. We will call my nephew.
I don't know. I don't know the whole inner workings of them, but they take those teeny tiny watch batteries, which they
oh.
sell separately as a side note in large packages I saw on Amazon.
Oh, good to know.
Huge, like 20 extra batteries. They weren't bad. They were like $5, something like that.
All I know
yeah.
is when I went over to my nephew's house, he and I played with them for a good half hour, and he's in middle school.
Yeah.
And, you know, he, of course, would play differently than a little boy would
mm-hmm. yeah.
with it. You know, little boys would just put them on the track and let them run, but my nephew, of course, was building the track
building
and,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
building the obstacle course and
yeah.
thinking about the physics.
Well, and they said more than one. You should definitely get more than one of them because they react differently, they said. I don't know. So he's getting those for Christmas. I hope he's not listening. He's not allowed to listen to the podcast this time.
I'll tell
yeah.
you what. When I was a child, Slinkies.
Oh.
Slinkies, Tinker Toys, Play-Doh.
They still Slinkies, Play-Doh. Not the Tinker Toys, but this Play-Doh and the Slinkies. I have
okay.
one sitting on my bed right now, a Slinky.
Okay,
they're
here's
Play-Doh.
A travesty. Tinker Toys are now made out of plastic.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
So, no, don't buy Tinker Toys for your children.
So wrong.
Oh. Angry Birds.
Oh, the
Angry Birds. Now, we have kids who come see us who have Angry Birds shirts and
yes.
Angry Birds stuffed animals.
Yes.
And did you know that you can have an Angry Bird party, themed party?
Wow.
I was in the party store the other day
Angry
and
Bird
they
party.
Had an entire aisle of Angry Bird, like, tablecloths and napkins. I'm going to do that for your birthday this year. You're going to have an Angry Bird party.
Only if I can have the plush toys that I can toss at people.
I think the plush toys would be wonderful. That would be a great thing. Although I'm pretty sure if you touch them, they don't multiply. Like,
aww,
you know, they do
well, that's no fun.
But if you don't know what Angry Birds are, then you must be living under a rock. But for your children may enjoy, if they have an iPod
or an iPad
or you have an iPhone.
Yes.
You know, look into getting the app. It's $1.99.
Mm-hmm.
Angry Birds. They have Angry Birds Seasons, $1.99. I've got Rio, $1.99.
I'm riding Rio, yeah. Yeah. Seasons is super hard, or at least
oh, I haven't seen
me.
It.
Oh,
I haven't seen it.
That
but
was so hard.
If you don't know what it is, parents, it's a great problem-solving
mm-hmm.
Game, and it's really rather addictive, and
yes.
But it
yeah.
really is good for problem solving and for thinking and for helping your motor skills.
Yeah.
Small
yeah.
motor skills for children.
Well, and it's interesting because even my husband got addicted after he watched my six-year-old, the boy, doing it one day. He's like, what are you doing over there? Because, you know, they're all that sounds. And, oh, well, yeah, then I'd find him outside on his iPhone out there playing Angry Birds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I openly admit to being addicted to
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. And I'm also open to one of our six-year-olds.
Yes.
Sat out on the couch yesterday while I talked to Mommy, and he very, very nicely opened three levels for me.
Yay!
And I could not do.
That's what Aiden does for me. And speaking of apps.
Yes.
Because apps are not a bad thing, because I do this sometimes with my kids, that, you know, iTunes gift cards for their online games.
Good idea.
But iPad, iPod, like, we have a game called Cut the Rope,
mm-hmm.
which is a great problem-solving game. Like, they love it, trying to get to the next level, but they have to problem-solve how to feed this small little green monster thing that they get in the mail, a piece
uh-huh.
of candy. And he gets very upset if you don't get the candy in his mouth.
Oh, no.
But they have to play all these little obstacle courses to get it in his mouth.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, look around if you're, you know, your child has an iPad or an iPod. It might be a good idea to look for some educational sorts of apps.
And I also know that our teenagers also enjoy
yes.
getting money for apps or cards
mm-hmm.
for apps because
mm-hmm.
there are a lot that they also play. Like, you know, the Angry Birds and half of
exactly.
these games you're talking
yeah.
about. How about Ninja Fruit?
Ninja Fruit.
That is a fantastic app.
Yes.
Although you may not like the sound of it, parents, it
yes.
really isn't anything more than taking your finger and moving it quickly across
mm-hmm.
a screen to slice a bunch of fruit.
And you can even do the Zen version so that you are supposedly, when you get done, you're all
oh.
zenny.
Oh, all zenny? Really?
I don't know.
I want to be all zenny. Will you get me the Zen for Christmas? I want to be Zenny.
You can tell I'm a mom. I just had a Y to everything.
Zenny.
Your momness is showing. All right. So, okay, we have to talk about this. Remember we said, and the weird?
Yes.
Okay.
What are we
Headbands game.
Yeah, it's very 1974.
Okay, but headbands game. It's cool. It's what you do is you get a headband
yes.
and you put it, everyone has to put it on, and then there's like a card game with some sort of, okay, I really don't know. All I know is it looks kind of cool. I thought it looked kind of cool. Headbands, though, they said was pretty good for kids who are middle childhood. So,
okay.
You know, the silly kids still,
yes.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
around there.
Yeah. Yeah, headbands.
Headbands. That's what it's called, headbands.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, we should probably talk about all of those furry moving things for girls. And what about Zuzus? What are those?
They're little hamsters or gerbils or guinea. I don't know what the heck.
Like
I think they're hamsters. They're furry.
Really? Yeah.
And they have little wheels on the bottom. And when you
huh.
push their back, they go and then they take off and they move. And they are also sense. And they can move. They back up and things when they hit a wall or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they make this very high-pitched squeaking noise.
And so why would parents buy this?
I don't know, but I bought them last year.
Oh, then I'll buy you earplugs this year.
Well, actually, they're kind of cool, to be honest with you. They're
yeah.
kind of cool because they move around and they think they're fun. But like we had talked about, the obstacle courses are there's so many parts and components to them, and they're big. So once you, it takes you 20 minutes to put them together, and then they're kind of like, you either have to keep them together, or the next time it's going to take you 20 minutes to put them together again. And they're kind of difficult to snap them all together. So I don't know. The obstacle courses are kind of annoying.
So that might be something parents would have to,
yeah.
oh, good to know,
yes,
parents. There
absolutely.
May be too many parts to
there's
a Zuzu.
There's a lot of parts. And they're not snapping together real easily. Yeah, we've had them
enough.
For a year, and they're normally not together.
Right.
More so than they are together.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
okay. Warning.
Yeah.
Zuzu pets cool. Their maze is not so much.
Yeah.
I think the biggest selling, or the thing that they think is going to be the biggest selling Zuzu accessory this year is the grooming salon.
Well, of course, because they have fur, so you have to take care of it.
Okay.
I don't know.
They actually have, like, little Zuzu, like, little chairs and little...
Oh, that's true.
There you go, parents. Zuzu Salon.
Look, I have a fake Barbie hair dryer that they use on their dolls or something. So
And more power to them. Yes.
No, Barbie.
Okay, and I do know, in all of my research, that, like, the hottest game for boys is this Nerf and Strike Stampede.
Yes. Any Nerf guns. Have you, the Nerf guns have, are gone to another level in the last year or two.
Yeah, because these now have music and sound effects.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a whole wall of Nerf guns now at, like, Toys R Us.
There
and
is?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And you can buy extra ammo just in case you lose one along the way.
Okay, flashback. When we were children, do you remember the Star Trek shooters?
Yes!
They had those little plastic
yes!
pellets?
Yes.
Okay, they hurt.
Well, these are like discs
right.
or long,
I have seen
foamy
yeah.
rocket things.
Yeah, and they don't hurt as badly as those little plastic pellets.
I haven't
Star
been
Trek
hit
guns.
By the discs, but I have been hit several times by the long, foamy, orange rocket missile-like things.
So you're saying I should give your son a BB gun for Christmas?
Oh, no, that was my husband
yes.
the other
night. No! Okay.
Actually, he loves it. It's easy to load, so
right.
maybe he can do it himself. I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
And he
oh,
can
that's
load
good.
It up. And
good.
All I know is it's still running a year later, and that says a lot to me about quality and kid durability. And, yeah, he likes ambushing people in the hallway.
Okay.
It's super fun.
That's super great.
Of course, the one with the sound, he wouldn't
yeah.
be able to ambush so much.
Oh, well, see? So, parents,
yeah.
if you want,
just
you know,
thought.
if you are okay with getting your child a gun and and a Nerf product, then, you know, this, it's called, let me see, I, of course, lost it, Nerf and Strike Stampede.
And they're very reasonably priced.
They
this
are.
This is the mom for me again. They're
yeah.
very, even the
they
ammo,
are.
You can get lots of ammo for, like, under $5.
They are.
So, yeah, they're, yeah, good for boys.
Oh, okay. The moon... Dough.
Just say
barn.
No to anything with the word dough in it.
Okay, you got
no.
that.
Play-Doh. Play-Doh. I let it, well, no.
What
well,
is
even
moon
the
dough? Well, what is moon dough?
I don't know. I guess it's supposed to stick together, but...
Not so much?
Well, it does at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
It's a wonderful thing. They're
yes.
super fun. Let's
yeah.
play with the moon dough. And
right.
then something happens.
Oh.
There's some chemical something reaction that... It gets everywhere.
Okay, so...
It is everywhere.
So we'll say no to the moon
it's
dough.
It's essentially wet sand.
Oh, who wants that? Listen, if you want wet sand, get cat litter.
Right.
Cat litter would be fun.
Yeah. It's fun for the kids, but only if you have, like, an outdoor area, honest to God, where they can play it, and then you can hose it off when they're done.
Oh, I think that makes sense.
No.
What about, what are you thinking about getting for your little one, your littlest girl, and she would be preschool age.
She is in love with
yes.
the Disney princesses.
Oh, yeah.
They're these little, like, 4 or 5 inch dolls, and you can get the princes and the princesses, and they even have these cute little houses and dresses you can change, but they're little. They're like the Polly Pocket-ish size, but they're Disney princesses.
They're training Barbies?
Kind of, yes.
They're her training Barbies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the boys come with them this time, which is kind of good. Well, see, I think it's always weird that Barbies, there's lots of different Barbies, but there's only one Ken. Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
But with the princesses, at least you get, you know, Eric from, you know, why do I know all this? Eric from The Little Mermaid, and you get Prince Charming with Cinderella. Sorry. I'll stop now.
Love it.
But
love
that's
it.
What she wants.
Oh,
yeah.
What is this? Fidget friends? Explain.
Explain. I don't know.
Fidget
I understand
friends.
That it understands like 100 things you can tell it. Like you, it understands phrases that you say, and it responds back with, I think, 30 different phrases it responds back. I think it's just another one of those ones you buy that you're supposed to interact with. You know, like the Furby.
Well, I did actually play with one of those. I do remember the Furby. I did play with one of these in Walmart and got dangerously close to being kicked out because,
oh.
honestly, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But here's what I can see about fidgets. They, well, I don't know if that's exactly, yeah, fidgets.
Yeah.
Is that I'm not sure how sturdy they are because the one that I fidgeted with was kind of, well, how do I say this? It was kind of cheap, really.
Cheaply made.
Yeah, it worked
yeah.
really well, though.
Yeah.
And it does do it. It moves, it talks, it dances.
Well, I guess they put
laughs.
All the money into the robotic and animation and not into the packaging.
Yeah. I, you know, if it was a little bit maybe sturdier, a little bit harder,
yeah.
but...
Because I know I'm seeing them on sale for like $35 and $40,
right.
Which is not bad for something that will talk back.
Well, you have children to talk back to you. You don't need to buy toys for that.
They're really expensive.
Right?
Where
it's just somebody that talks back to you. To be honest, they would think it's fun for about 2 weeks, I think. And then it would be one of those that they gets put on the shelf. And occasionally they'll go, oh, remember this thing we got for Christmas? And it would come out again for a couple days. That's what would happen with fidget.
And I would like to make a parent warning statement here. Are you ready, parents? This comes with many, many accessories.
Yes.
Which means that toy makers know that children will be bored with it rather quickly. Because anything that comes with a lot of accessories means that the toy makers know that the children are not going to play with the actual item for too long.
Do you want antennas or ears?
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, look, there's all sorts of accessories.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Yeah. No.
You'll probably notice that we're staying away from video games. And the reason why we are is that your children will tell you what video games to get
them.
We're not going to bother.
Yeah.
Not at all. And in case you have a teenage girl, I think they're the hardest because, the assumption is that teenage girls just want clothes or... clothes.
I have a niece that's very clothes oriented. She is one of those kind of teens, the hair, the makeup, all that. Last year I was torn. I had no idea what to buy her. So I went in the bookstore and I just started wandering around. And I ended up with Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a great story.
And I gave it to her for Christmas. And she was like, oh my gosh, I have been wanting to read this. And she went off for 20 minutes about Journey to the Center. So sometimes with the teen girls, you just got to think a little out of the box.
Because, and I did the same thing for my niece. I am a big reader, you know, and but the assumption was, in even from her parents, was that she would be reading sort of these girl-oriented type books. And, I gave her The Hunger Games and, latched onto that.
All three of them. Yeah.
But there is a board game called Pandemic. P-A-N-D-E-M-I-C board game. Pandemic board game.
I'm not familiar with that one. I don't have any teenagers. There you go.
Well, I wasn't either, but in my research, I looked this up, and actually, it is one of the first games made for females because in order to win, it has to be a cooperative effort. So instead of competing against each other, you sort of compete with each other.
Oh,
yeah.
Very interesting.
In order to win.
Okay.
And I thought it was a really interesting concept.
That is interesting for teenage girls. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And something out of the box, something that they're not going to expect. I like that too.
And the other thing that I think we kind of assume that our kids, whatever the age, won't like board games. But the truth is, they love board games. And you know why, parents? Because if you will play with them,
that's what they want.
That's what they want.
Absolutely.
And you can't, as a whole family, play a video game. I can't tell you how boring it is to sit around with, a child playing video games. They want you to be as focused on the screen and I can't think of anything more boring than that.
I sit there with my grocery list or something, and I'm doing something while they're playing, and
I'd rather clean the toilets.
Yeah, I can't do it. No.
And so we understand that you would get bored with that. And so it's not a bad idea to create a family board game night and turn off your TV and just buy a book. They're all still really cheap. Let me tell you what.
Oh, and right now.
Really cheap.
The day after Thanksgiving, you'll be able to find some of the classics, Candylands and
Scrabble.
All those Chutes and Ladders for like $5.
Oh, Scrabble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw Scrabble editions last year, $5, $6.
Yeah. Scrabble's good. Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
I mean, all the old ones.
We had all of those.
Why do I become like a different person when I say the word Yahtzee?
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 Where are you from?
Yahtzee? I don't know. Yahtzee?
and even a deck of cards. I mean, there are so many card games
mm-hmm.
you can play. You can
mm-hmm.
teach your children. All of them, Risk, Battleship.
Yeah. All the oldies. I mean, they're still just as good as they used to be.
Plus, there's a whole bunch of new games that have come out. Like, we love this. Apples to Apples. We play all of those.
Yeah.
And... the video game ones where you have video trivia and everybody participates.
Yes. What are those called? Game. Oh shoot, I forget what they are. We have a Disney version of it, and you put the disc in.
Yeah.
And it asks you questions, and you watch scenes from different movies and
seen
stuff
it.
Like that. Seen it.
Thank
you.
I knew if you talked long enough, I'd remember.
There,
we have
seen
all
it.
Of those
yeah,
too.
Love
yeah.
those. Mm-hmm.
We have a Seinfeld one, by the way.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So. You know, so those things actually are really good for your teenagers, for your family, because they also, especially girls, teenage girls, do not like to sit around playing video games for the most part, but they also don't have enough money, and we don't want to encourage them to go out to the malls all the time. So, you know, they're kind of limited.
You are.
And I think one of the reasons, here's me being gender-oriented for the moment, but I think one of the reasons why a lot of females just don't seem as focused about what they want to do is that we don't encourage enough. We just don't know them in their teenage years, and
we
sort of assume that they don't want the same things we would give to boys. They like puzzle books. They like Sudoku. They like crosswords. You know, they like... They like gift cards for going to the bookstore.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know.
I always go back to the classic novels. That's always my thing with teenage girls, because especially recently with the whole Twilight books.
Oh,
the lady at the bookstore last year told me that she couldn't keep some of the classic novels on the shelves because they were mentioned in the books, the Twilight series.
Yeah.
So they were flying off the shelves, and Jane Austen and things like that. So.
Oh, doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah.
I don't like Jane Austen.
Wow. Yay.
Now, here's me being a big nerd. The other thing that a lot of kids love, and I don't care if it's male or female, are these kits, science kits in particular. If you go to, there are a ton of really good websites, but any of them, and in fact, we'll post this on our website, but or in the show notes. But if you go and get them like a science kit or a chemistry kit,
well, your
bubblegum
making kit that you gave Rose last year, that filled up an entire rainy day afternoon. It would rain for 3 days, and the second day we were all like stir crazy. I said, let's make bubblegum. So we got, of course, several dishes had to be destroyed.
I told you when I gave it to you.
There stirring this pectiny stuff and microwaving it and flavoring it. It was super fun.
Did it work?
It did. It was bubblegum.
Fantastic.
It was bubblegum. Yeah, it was fun. And they had so much fun. Actually, Rose, on her list this year, she has craft kits. She wants to make a little jewelry box that she found a little kit for. So, yeah, they love those things. And if in doubt, if you have to buy a gift for a girl or a boy that you don't know very well, that's perfect. Buy them a kit to make friendship bracelets. Buy them a kit to do... They're perfect.
They are.
No kid's going to not like it. I mean...
A lot of these are gender neutral, too, like the cooking ones. Like making bubblegum soda pop they have.
Yeah.
They have, they even have them for adults, like hot sauce making, beer making,
And then you've got the old-fashioned, the sun things where you put the little pellets in and you bake them in the oven. Just like back in our day, they still have all that kind of stuff, you know?
Shrinky dinks!
They have shrinky dinks, too. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The other thing that I suggest are these electronic math and, like, the MindQuest, right?
Yes.
Cards. You can go to most of the bookstores and go and find their toys, and you'll find, like, it's very inexpensive, five bucks, $6.
Yeah.
These cards, and they're called, like, MindQuest.
Yeah.
And they're like, really cool questions.
Yes.
And kids love to answer them.
Mm-hmm. Actually, my mother-in-law got them a really cool card game called Would You Rather?
Oh, that's by Zamundo.
Yeah.
That's an excellent game.
Oh, and they love that.
Yeah.
Would you rather be hit by mashed potatoes or a glue gun? I don't know. Something stupid. And they have to tell why.
Yeah.
Their answer and why they picked it. Yeah, that was fun.
My family has all of those games that we play all the time.
It's fun.
And it's good because it's intergenerational.
Yes.
Like, it gets my mom and our youngest nieces and nephews playing. Like, the whole family can play. And we all think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So... and I mean, some of these kits, here, the ultimate gum kit.
Check that out.
But they have, you know, disgusting science ones, they have tasty science, they have crystals making and magic. Oh, yeah, if you have boys or girls in that sort of...
2 years ago, they all got magic kits, and they've magicking. Aiden's getting the zombie laboratory this year.
Oh, nice.
Apparently you can make brains or something, and then they're edible.
Well, there's a lot of these... Okay, gross. There's a lot of these, disgusting science kits for boys.
Disgusting gags and pranks.
Yeah.
So that looks fun.
Yeah, but there's also, there's more serious ones. Or if you have, if you have a middle school or a high school student who is even the least bit interested in science, there are wonderful microscopes,
yes.
microscope kits, chemical
yeah.
chemistry kits. Again, we'll have links on our show notes you can go to you know, purchase some of these things. And you can find those as cheap as $20 all the way up through $200 if you want.
Discovery Channel has a whole line of toys now at Toys R Us. I know they're at Toys R Us, but the whole line of toys, I mean, all kinds of microscopes and interactive globes.
Yes.
Very cool.
And in fact, here's a quick tip. If you go straight to the Discovery Channel's website,
mm-hmm.
you can see their toy site, and I think they have free shipping through Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Just ordered some.
There we go.
But there's, I think one of the things that we have to think about is that, like,
you can
toys
grow.
Can really, yeah, toys can be very, can be a lot of fun and educational at the same time. I remember when I was a child that my parents got me a, like, butterfly terrarium, one of those deals where you set up the whole terrarium
yeah.
and then you send away for the caterpillars and they came, and I put them in there, and they became butterflies inside,
mm-hmm.
and I came home from school one day, and my cat ate them all. But up to that point, it was really cool.
That was tragic. My two favorite childhood gifts.
Yes.
I hope my mother's not listening to this. My two favorite childhood gifts came from my aunt.
Yes.
Who I barely knew as a child. Now, I know her very well, but as a
yeah.
child, she was the aunt that lived far away.
Right.
And so I didn't really know her that well. A calligraphy set with a calligraphy pen and inks,
yeah.
and a book I still use. It's a compilation of favorite tales from Grimm, the Grimm brothers,
and
Anderson.
I
still use it.
I use them all the time.
All the time, a hardback. And so, yeah, my two favorite gifts. Look at me, the two I remember. Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to another category of gifts. That's a great transition.
Thanks.
You're welcome. If you want to teach your children about your family
mm-hmm.
at all, there are all sorts of ancestry kits
yes.
and things you can do online, but also, why not teach them about their heritage, all their different heritages? For example, I come from a very Irish family.
Right, right.
And so, growing up, some of our favorite gifts were books, like the Irish folk tales, which of course are really scary, and fairy tales, they're really scary,
yeah.
and, you know, but... Irish music we had, you know,
yeah.
we were taught how to make Irish bread, bread,
but
we were taught, you know, that also is a gift that you can give your children, and so if you start thinking along those lines, you'll start looking for Irish festivals, which there were tons of for us to go to when I was a kid,
yeah.
but I mean, you might be German, there are some German festivals,
yeah.
you know, look for restaurants that are of all your different heritages
yeah.
coming together,
yeah.
and these are gifts that you might never occur to you, but I promise you would be enough different
yeah.
that your children will remember them forever.
I have a friend of mine that adopted a child from India.
Yeah.
Her husband is Indian.
Yes.
And she's blonde. And it's hysterical. But anyway, but they adopted a little girl from India. And like I've known her for 5 years or so. And about 5 years ago, she found this beautiful Indian doll.
It's 3:30.
In Indian costume. And she saved it for her until she was old enough. She thought she would appreciate it. Well, last Christmas was it. And... oh my gosh, the little girl was just beside herself. That she, this doll in the traditional Indian dress. And,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and
she,
that's the same with my niece
good.
And nephew. They're half Thai, half Irish.
Right.
So, you know, they've been taught about the Irish side of the family. They've taught about the Thai, you know, daddy's family's from Thailand.
Yeah.
And
wow.
and it was the same thing. My niece got dolls from both.
Yes.
You
yes.
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
My nephew got a dragon, a Thai dragon.
Oh, sure.
But he's
yeah.
also been given like some really intricate Celtic designs.
Oh yeah.
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 So, you know, but kids really appreciate that.
They do.
And because that's not expected.
That's what I have found. Their favorite gifts are the unexpected gifts. When
mm-hmm.
they open them and they're shocked and surprised by something. Yeah.
And now we should talk about, I know you're, one of your favorite topics, the cheap gifts.
Cheap
because
gifts!
Because we have a treasure chest, a boy and a girl one, and... so I have to tell all of you parents that I know a lot of you work very, very hard. In fact, probably all of you do. And, you know, come Christmas time, a lot of you think that you need to spend a lot of money on
yeah.
your children because you have that guilt
mm-hmm.
from all the work and
I
you
know.
Feel like, you know, you really want to
yeah.
give to them. Can I just share that some of the funniest moments we've had in our office, some of the most fun, some of the big smiles I've ever seen have come from our dollar store gifts.
Yes, a little foam ball or something.
Today, did you see the aquarium?
Oh, yes.
There is a dollar, honestly, go to your local dollar store or Dollar General.
Growing fish.
And it's called Growing Fish, and it's a little plastic aquarium. It's a dollar in the dollar store. And, you know, if you add water over time, your fish grow.
Yeah.
I don't know what they actually are, but your fish grow. But here's the neat thing. When you take the water away, they shrink.
A little disturbing.
Which tells me they're probably just sponges, but that's okay.
Probably, but that's all right.
That's all right.
Well, see, we do that for Santa. Is, you know, it's, they get all kinds of little tchotchke kind of things in their Santa stockings, but I collect them for months. When I see Rose has a 7-pack nail polish coming that's got all different colors of nail polish, and I spend $2 in Big Lots, and her face says it all. They love their stockings. It's one of their highlights of Christmas is opening the stocking and seeing what toothbrush I found for them this year. And
that was the way we were when I was
kids. You know, it's just and little notebooks I find, and they love that stuff.
Oh, those dolls. I have found when I go to, Borders was going out of business, and when Barnes & Noble was having a sale on journals, these little journals that we had. Those were the first things that our kids grabbed, and I bought them for $1.50 a piece.
Yeah. And I have discovered with especially Rose and now Aiden this year, that I asked them for very specific lists. It's amazing what they put on there. Last year, it was a ballet CD, so I can practice my ballet dancing. A pink headband with pink flowers. This was Rose.
Okay.
Pink flowers on it. I mean, very specific. So one afternoon, I spent $20 and I got her like 6 things off of this very specific little list she had.
Fantastic.
I just went from store to store to store to store in the mall. You know, the music store. I found a used CD of like Swan Lake and all of those on it. I think it was $6 for a used CD, and the headband was $3. Claire's, and I just went from store to store. And she was so happy. Perfume. She wanted grape scented perfume, which they don't make.
Gross, thank
goodness. So I bought her purple body spray.
There's a perfume making set.
Oh, there you go.
I considered giving to her, but I thought I wouldn't do that
to you
because who knows what other scents they may end up with.
But I bought them, you know, just little things I find around them, and they love them more than some of their things that I buy, you know, that I'm killing myself trying to get the money to buy them, and then...
Yeah. Plus, you're doing something for your family that I was about to suggest to parents, too, that, you know, it's not always about the presents that they physically have, because we all know how quickly they end up in the closet or broken.
Yeah.
But you've been saving forever to take them to...
the happiest place ever!
Okay,
go on,
I was
going
to say, Disney's psycho crazy.
I'm okay.
Disney World.
Disney moment.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. We've
Disney
been saving
World.
For 6 months, all of our change.
And that is going to be what they're going to remember this year.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I mean, with the economy and everything, my husband owns his own business, just for the audience's sake. And two or three years ago, Christmas was bad. Christmas was coming, and I was going, ugh.
I think for most families.
I said, I don't know how I'm going to buy Christmas gifts this year. So I lucked into a little babysitting job for the neighbors, and so I got a little money there. And then I raided my husband's change drawer that he didn't know about until much, much, much after Christmas. But I rolled it all up, and I knew I had $200. That's all I had managed to scrape together. And I made this list. This person was going to get this amount of money. And I went out, and that's what I did. And then after Christmas, I was like, why don't I do this every year?
The best thing, and in my family, we pick. Like, my husband's family is gigantic.
Yes.
And, I mean, gigantic. And we have, like, 13 nieces and nephews and, you know, countless brothers and sisters and steps.
Yeah.
So the kids all get gifts from each family, but every adult, one of us, my mother-in-law just puts us in a big, she says, she puts it in a hat, I always think she just picks them, but, and then, so,
each year, she
lets us know who we have, and, you know, usually it's set at like $20, and then we all submit lists of things that we would like for $20. Now, you all would think, well, what the heck could you... Do you know, I've gotten the best magazine subscriptions.
Oh, sure.
I've gotten, you
it's
know.
A great idea.
Well, you know I love the garden.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so this gardening tool, this gardening tool, this gardening tool, and I get a little bundle in the mail, the gardening tools I asked for.
Oh,
perfect.
That's fun.
Yeah. Or 1 year I got seed samples. You
can
buy a lot of seed
yeah.
packets for $20.
Well, you get very creative.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found. That was the year Journey to the Center of the Earth, because
yeah.
I had a $10 budget for her.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this, Megan. And then she's going, she only spent $10 on me. But I found her a shirt the day after Thanksgiving at Walmart for $3, and the book was $6. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, I came in a dollar under budget, and she never would have known.
It's fantastic.
I just knew I had that budget, and that's what I had to stick to. And that year I was so creative. I look back, and I mean, everybody loved what I bought them because I really had to think about it.
But, you know, that is exactly the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I've learned as a mama.
And so, parents, there's one more topic or type of gift that I think we should suggest, which are the themed ones.
Oh.
And this also goes in case you're trying to figure out what to do for middle school or a high school student. And I've done this for many years for various nieces and nephews and friends' kids and that. If cats are running back and forth, I don't know. He's crazy. They're all crazy.
Wow.
So, give him a little catnip, and that's the end of that.
That was funny.
wish we had a video cam. But anyway, what I've done are themed gifts, where
yeah.
I go to the movie theater.
Oh, yes,
I buy,
yes.
And
yeah.
I get an empty tub,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And they even have those where you can buy the empty tub that has the
yeah,
popcorn inside.
Popcorn
don't do that. They're nasty.
That.
No. But get an empty tub and then buy one of those popcorn.
Yes.
Pop from microwave,
yes.
put them in there, and fill it up with some candy and that, but also buy a bunch of movie tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put them in an envelope,
mm-hmm.
put the whole thing, wrap a bow around it, and give it to any female
sure.
or male
mm-hmm.
and, you know, high school kid, and
yeah.
they will love it.
Yeah.
They will love it.
Yeah, they will.
And they would love a pizza certificate, you know, things
absolutely.
They can do with their friends.
Yes.
So you don't have to be there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, think about just like we like date nights with our significant mm-hmm. others. They like, you know, times out with their friends. But, I mean, economic times are tough for all of us. So,
sure. yeah.
you know, think about that for them. Boys, get those preloaded game cards for those video
right.
arcade places. GameStop.
Yes. GameStop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have one in my wallet for my nephew. Don't listen to Tyler. And
well, the kids this year want Wizard 101. That's their big online game. And you can go buy them at GameStop. They have a little gift card, and they get 5,000 crowns, which is the game money. They get a house, and then the wizard staff, and they get something to write on, which they call a mount, and all this kind of stuff. And it's, you know, that's what they want. They picked out what they wanted, and so we'll have to send John into...
There you go.
Stop. Because that place scares me like Radio Shack does. But yeah, I'll send him in there, and that's what they want. That's probably the biggest thing on their list.
There's and they have those big, there's one in Ybor City, I can't remember the name of it, but they're these great open video
mm-hmm.
game places
yes.
where you go and
yeah.
I've got the card in my wallet. But anyway, but you know, you go there and you can take your kids, if they're upper middle school,
yeah.
Upper elementary or you know, middle
mm-hmm.
school,
mm-hmm.
and just like kind of leave them, bring a
yeah.
book, you sit at a table, it's like
yeah.
a grown-up Chuck E. Cheese.
Ah.
And
yeah.
and you know, but they love those preloaded cards.
Mm-hmm.
Do that and tell them they can take three friends and bring them, and that's
yeah.
a present too. You know, don't limit yourself to thinking that you have to give them things.
Right.
You know, and if you're really having a hard year, then give them another theme. Give them a family or a mommy, daddy, you know, date
yeah.
time with
yeah.
them. And, you know, find a card that has something to do
mm-hmm.
with where you would take them or
yeah.
what they would like to
yeah.
do. And, you know, and a gift certificate to a restaurant or something. And
well, I never forget that a kid's hobby can become a giftie, too. Like, if they like to cook, you could do a little themed basket of
exactly.
cooking things for them. A cookbook, a pan that they've been wanting, or if they make cheesecake, buy them a new cheesecake pan or what, you
yes.
know, I mean.
Now, this just benefits the parents. Because
I
like,
know,
the kids
right? right? But yeah, I mean, just think, you know, what do your kids like to do? Maybe somebody, one of your kids likes to garden. They like it when you have the garden
sure.
outside. Well, why not get them all their own little tools and things?
And give them their own plot of land.
Yeah.
That, as a Christmas gift, for a lot of kids, would
yeah.
be fascinating.
Yeah.
And that's for males and females.
Oh, sure. All
they
ages, too. I mean, if they're really into the, especially little ones outdoors,
yeah.
they would love to have their own little plot of land. They could do something.
Their own little plot of land, you know, and so be as creative as possible, and you're thinking about it. And, you know, I get so many emails around this time of year from our clients wondering what to get, you know, these kids. And, you know, and I tell them, really think basic. Get them, you know, a brand new 64 pack of crayons, although now they have like 128.
Yes. Yeah.
And think like that, because the stuff that we loved as kids, these kids love as if it's brand new. We have a whole bunch of these wood toys in our office. Wood toys.
Wood toys.
I can tell you now, we can't get kids out of our office. Mm-hmm. They want to play with those wood puzzles forever. They think it's the coolest
thing.
They
love wood toys. And those weird, like the metal puzzles that you have to try and take apart and figure out how they come together. And
And I've seen those on sale, $2,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing too, parents, is to remember that the biggest gift of all is to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't give them anything this year, then write out a bunch of cards and make it for varying times and maybe different places you might be able to take them and give it to them. And then the gift is that when they hand you that card, you have to find a time within that week to honor that commitment.
That's a great idea. That's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, and because we do know that there are families out there who can't afford anything this year.
That's right.
And so,
yeah.
Well, I guess as always, if you have any questions or would like to contact us, please write to 411child@gmail.com.
And that is all.
And that is all.
Are we Zen now?
We are Zen.
Are we Zen now?
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.